Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kuf Gimel. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Tesmed Aleph, the first Mishnah that's halacha base. Chayvish, Kol Shehu, Amanakesh, Amakalsim, Amazawet, Kol Shehu Chayev. It should be liable for plowing, weeding, pruning, dry branches, or pruning wet branches is any amount. Amalaket, Eitzim, Atakin, Kol Shehen, Imahesik, Kedevashel, Beitzakala. One gathered detached wood. If this was to improve the tree or ground, he's liable for any moments. If it was for fuel, the shear is to cook a light egg. Amalaket, asovim, letaken kol shehin, im lebehema, kamalai pi gudi. One gathered detached grass. If it's to improve the ground, he's liable for any amount. If it was for animals to eat, the shear is enough to fill a kid's mouth. The Gemara says, ma chavisha haisa v'mishkan. What plowing was there done in the Mishkan? Shahayu choshin lita semimonim. They plowed to plant the ingredients for, to produce the shemen ha-mishcha. How much must a person plow to be liable? Matanya Amar kadeh lita kavisha. Matanya answered, it's in order to plant a leek. Yabba b'shem Rav kadeh lita zachusa shel chita. Yabba Rav answered, it's enough to plant the pointy end of a wheat kernel. Taman taninan zorkishuren shnayim zorkdiluim shnayim. There's a Mishnah elsewhere that says if one was mitzi two gourd seeds, he's liable. The shear for pumpkin seeds and mitzi beans is two. Tani chitim madios shtayim, the shear for wheat of madai is two. Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zeira chitim aydei she'en chaviv oisasu aso oisam kasha zero negina she'en ne'echolim. Rabbi Shmuel quoting Rabbi Zeira said that since wheat is cherished, Shachamim made it like other garden seeds that are not eaten to be liable for a shear worthy to be seeded. Namely letakin kol shehu, why must it teach about grass if this was to improve he's liable for any amount? If it's taught about wood, we can learn this from wood. If you say lebehema, the answer is this is taught along with if it was for an animal, it's enough to fill a kid's mouth. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Halacha Gimel. Hakosem shtei oisyeis ben bimino ben besmoiloi ben mishem echa ben mishnei shemois ben mishnei simonios v'choloshoin chayev. One writes two letters, whether he used his right or his left hand, whether he wrote the same letter twice or two different letters, or two simonios, which is symbols in and in any language, he is liable. Amar Rabbi Yosi, lo nischaibu, shtei oisyeis, ele mishem roishem, shikacha yoroshmem al tarshei ha-mishkan, leida ezu ben zugei. Rabbi Yosi says that one's liable for two letters only due to marking, because they would mark boards of the mishkan to know how to pair them up. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, malfinu, shem katan mishen godol, shem mishimoin, o mishmul, nach min achor, dan mit Daniel, Gad Migadil. The reader says that we find liability for writing a small name when he intended to write a big name, if he needed to write Shimon or Shmuel and he wrote Shem, or he wrote Noach in place of Nachor, or Dan in place of Daniel, or Gad in place of Gadil. The Gemara says, Man Tana Simanios Rabbi Yosi. Who's the Tana who obligates for symbols? Is Rabbi Yosi. Mao B'chol Lashon Afilu Aleph Alpha. What is of any language? It's even Aleph Alpha, which means a Greek letter. The Gemara second to Biosi, why do they use symbols? One should be concerned lest he place the board upside down. What should be below, above, and above below? Had they used letters, it would be clear which side faces up. The Gemara answers that the boards are made like quills, means they tapered off at the top. And the Gemara says, ask the question, perhaps he will place the side of the board that faced inside, means the mitzvah of the Mishkan, to face out, and what faced out in. The answer is the wings that clamped boards together proved which side faces in. Perhaps he will switch, means switch the boards that were in the north to the south. Rabacha answered that the symbols were written on a diagonal. Each board was marked higher than the previous board. The Yachlif, what's wrong if he switches the place of boards or which way they face? Amavi imi, v'akimoyseth ha-mishkan ke-mishpatoi, v'chiyesh mishpat le'itzim. Rami answered with a question. The Pasuk says in Shmeis Chofa, Pasuk Lamed, and you'll stand the Mishkan as is this law. Is there a proper way for how to erect the wood? Ela evu keresh zachar li nothing besafain, you nothing besafain, bedom, you nothing bedom. Rather, a board that merited to be put in the north will always be put in the north, one that merited to be put in the south will be put in the south. Elaine, de Rabbi Hoshea, v'dabar pavi, havin charlin, v'shlamed enasi b'chol yom. Havin elaine, de Rabbi Hoshea, alin kadmoi, v'nafkin kadmoi. People of Rabbi Hoshea's house and of Bar Pavi's house used to ascend and greet the Nasi every day. People of Rabbi Hoshea's house used to go first and leave first. Azlin Elain de Barpavi with Chansanas Benis Yusa. Asen Bayan Meil Kadmai Ishtaalis Rabbi Imi. People of Rabbi Pavi's house married into the Nasi's family, and due to this, they wanted to greet the Nasi first. They asked Rabbi Ami, Amaloin, Rabbi Ami, Vakimoises Amishkan Kamishpatoi, Riesh Mishpat Leitzim, Ela Evu Keresh, Zachary Nasim Besafin, Nasim Besafin, Badom, Yasim Badom. Rami answered, again from this pasuk, that, and you will stand the Mishkan according to its law, is a puff away for how to erect wood, rather a board that merited to be put in the north will always be put in the north, and the south will be put in the south, and therefore Rav Hoshea's house will continue to go first. Train Zain, Havin Besipoen, Bulavate U Fagnaye, Havin Shadlin, Beshlamid Denesia, Cholyom, Vahavan Bulvati Alin Kadmai Rasan Kadmai. Avin Paganya Vizakun Bayraisa, Osan Bay Mail Kadmai, Ishtalas Lubjimin Lokish, Halojimin Lokish Le Rabyakun. Two families in Sipoyrin, Bavatya and Pagnia, used to ascend and greet the Nasi every day. Bavatya used to go first and leave first. Pagnia merited greatness in Torah, and due to this they wanted to greet the Nasi first. They asked Rish Lokish, and Rish Lokish asked Rabyakun. Birchanan rose and expanded the base medrash of Rabbanaya. Even a mamza tamid chacham and a kohen gadol am ha'aretz, the mamza tamid chacham comes before the kohen gadol am ha'aretz. Sabin meima lefidus v'lechsus v'lechayos. Ali Shiva Loi. Now they thought that this is to redeem, to sustain and to clothe, but not for sitting in the esteemed place. Ama Rabbi Avun Af Li Shiva. And Avun answered, it's even for sitting. My timer. Yikorim Epininim Afilu Mizeshu Nichnas Lifnai Lifnim. What's the source? We learn from the Pasuk in Mishlei Per Gimel Pasuk Tev Vav, it's more valuable than pearls. Torah is dearer than pearls, means even dearer than a kohen gadol who enters lifnei lifnim into the kodesh hakadoshim. Tani v'gad migadil. The Baisa said, one is liable if you wrote gad in place of gadil. Mesivin Rabbi Yehuda b'haloi elu pshutim v'elu kufufim. You may ask, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why is he liable for shame in place of Shimon HaShmuel or dan in place of Daniel? He needed to write a bent regular nun or mem, and he wrote a straight final nun or mem. Ali v'shem of Yudak, Kosav Shnei Oisos Shavim Behein Shem Chayev Kegoin Sheish Teis Gag Rav Chach. A bison in the name of Yudak said if one wrote two of the same letters, he's liable if they're actually a word, as we find in the examples of Sas, which means to rejoice, Tat, which means underneath, Gag is a roof, Rav is spit, and Chach is a type of jewelry. Rabbanan said that he's liable for two different letters in any case. Ashkachis Amma Kalta V'chamalta and Rabbi Yehuda Kalta V'chamalta. It turns out that Rabbanan are lenient and stringent and Rabbi Yehuda are lenient and stringent. Al Rabbanan Kalta Al Rabbi Yehuda Kosev Shtei Oisius Shavin Behein Shem Adati Rabbi Yehuda Chayev Adati Rabbanan Pater. Rabbanan are more lenient than when he wrote two of the same letters, and they are a name. According to Yehuda, he's liable. According to Rabbanan, he's exempt. Kalta al Rabbanan, Shtei Oisios, Becham Mikol Mokoyim, Afapisha Eim Shem, Adat and Rabbanan, Chayev, Adat to Yehuda, Pater. Yehuda is more lenient than Rabbanan when he wrote two different letters in any case, even though they're not the same. According to Rabbanan, he's liable. According to Yehuda, he's exempt. Nachas, I should say to Yehuda, Yehuda seems to contradict himself. The Tani Yochel Ad Shechtoiv Es Kol Hashem, Ad Shearek Es Kol HaBeged, Ad Shearek Es Kol HaNafa. The Gemara brings a baisa, suggesting that perhaps he's not liable until he writes the entire word, weaves the entire garment, or makes the entire sieve. Tani Leima, Me Achas. But the Pasuk says, in Vayikra Dala, the Pasuk Beis, Me Achas from one which obligates even for part. Ime achas yochal afila kosov ois achas, afila orag chut echod, afila osa bais echod, benafu v'gvora, and the Gemara suggests perhaps me achas obligates even if you wove one letter, wove one thread, or made one house, means in dweez, woof reeds above and below the warp, in a sieve. On Meloma Ba'asa Achas, the Pasuk says though, and he must do Achas, one means a full matter. Hakate says, how is this? How do we explain all this? Atriyasim Malocha, Shekiyetziba Mistayevis. He must do enough Malocha that lasts, and this Brisa that expounds a Pasuk in Vayikra is of Yehuda, because it's a piece of the Sifra, and Stam Sifra is of Yehuda. Vahachu Omar, Hashavet, Vamakat Kate, And Yehuda says that shevet or medaktek on woven material is liable because he evens it. The God does not resolve this question.